on the phone. I love talking to him about travel, especially this issue, is President of Travel Secure, Marty Firestone. Morning, Marty. Great talking to you, as always.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. So hotel quarantines at land crossings, do you think that's what Ford is calling for? Do you think this is actually going to become a thing?
Well, it's a classic battle between our premier and the prime minister. And when he did not like the response he got on Friday from Trudeau, there's no doubt he's not stopping. He's going to push and push along with the other premiers. And there is, in my mind, a possibility that the prime minister may change his thought process and have to give in at some point on this.
Wow. Now, is that the solution, do you think? I mean, and do we have enough hotels to accommodate all the people crossing over via land crossing?
No, it's not the solution at all. Quite frankly, with 117 borders to cross, they can't do it, period. Yes, they can pick four or five, like you just said, which Windsor would be one of the spots, of course. And at best, is there really airport strips as we know them on land crossings? Not really. So the minute you've got to start having people come over at 2 in the morning and then they've got to be taken to a hotel somewhere in the vicinity, it just changes the whole semantics of it, and it really, really can't work.
Yeah, that it seems just like an impossible thing, especially like you mentioned, you know, crossings that are in more remote areas where you cross over and now you got to travel them somewhere else to a hotel. It seems very strange. It's funny, too, speaking with reporters, Premier Ford on Friday, he said, I assure you, if I had the power, I would close down Pearson Airport immediately. I would shut down the land border crossings to only those who are absolutely essential, because I would do everything in my power to stop a vaccine-resistant variant from getting into our country and bringing a fourth wave with it. Your response, shutting down Pearson, I mean, would that even be feasible?
Not at this point. I think, you know, there was talk of that way back when. That would virtually be a level 4 travel advisory, avoid all travel, not just avoid non-essential. It's somewhat archaic in thinking, surely now for sure. But at the end of the day, it's not the way to go. Our economy supposedly still needs cargo planes coming in, or passenger planes with cargo in the bottom to bring in goods and services. So no, it's not even a viable idea. And it appears the premier's just backed himself into a corner now and is just lashing out, trying to give any possible explanations he can. So I don't think that's the answer going forward.
Now, so if this does come to be that with the, you know, he still's pushing for the hotel quarantine for people who are coming over, do you think if that's the case, you have to stay in a hotel either way? Are we going to see a return to more people flying?
Yeah, I mean, if I have to stay in the hotel quarantine, there's no point in going to Buffalo anymore and doing it. You might as well fly right to Toronto and do it here. So what I am hearing from my client base that is still down there, who are planning on either riding it out, which is getting tight now considering they've been gone already over 6 months, so they are all now planning the Buffalo Shuffle, or in your case, I don't know, we could give it a name in Windsor, but at the end of the day, if this gets taken away from them, then they might as well just fly back to Toronto and avoid all those shuttle ideas or plane trips to bordering cities.
Could they have ever made snowbirders non-essential travel?
Well, that's the question that we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. Ultimately, this vaccine certificate or passport's got to come into play, where people who have had both vaccines, who test negative for COVID, or who had COVID and have recovered, have got to get some kind of exemption. Because for them to really have to go through the whole process of the 3-day hotel quarantine and the subsequent remaining days for the 14-day, it's just starting to make no sense at this point.
Yeah. I know you mentioned this a few weeks ago when we spoke, but when you do cross over land right now, you have to quarantine on your own, like in your own home, for 14 days. And how thorough are they with the follow-up? Are there any people who fall through the cracks, or is everyone going to get the phone calls, someone possibly knocking at their door to make sure they're quarantining? How thorough are they being with these follow-ups when people are quarantining?
Yeah, very thorough. I'm following up on a lot of my clients more for just wanting to know how it's all going, and I'm hearing more and more about unplanned knocks on your door, okay, which is really interesting, because it's one thing to call you. You could be anywhere, and maybe they don't know where you are. But to knock on your door, you both, if it's a couple, better both be in that room or you're looking at a serious fine. So to the credit of the government, they really are following up on this. And that's what I've always said. That is okay. That's the way to go. People should be able to go right back to their quarantine home and go to this hotel quarantine, which I don't know if you read, there was a breakout at one of the hotels on the airport strip in Toronto of COVID this weekend. So that's not the answer.
And yeah, it always seemed very shady and sketchy and unnecessary, if anything. You said if they knock on your door when you're quarantining at home, and if you're not there, you could be looking at a serious fine. What kind of fine could you be looking at? Do you have a ballpark or anything of what people are getting slapped with?
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think this is one of the, I don't know the answer, but it's not like one of these $850 fines. I think they must be minimum $3,000, if not more. That's a definite no-no to not be quarantined when you set out in your arrive can document exactly what your quarantine plans would be. So I say to anybody who's going, whether it be land route or hotel route, airport route, they will follow up, and I'm seeing more and more follow-ups with knocks on doors than I am even with phone calls.
Yeah, so to definitely take it very seriously. They're not just saying that to scare you. They're actually following up. Is this, I mean, even this push that Ford is doing now to kind of, he wants hotels at land crossings and everything, is it too little too late? I mean, did we do travel right from the get-go here in Canada, in Ontario?
No, I don't think we did. Had we really shut it down, like even Ford had suggested, possibly Pearson and all the major airports, this may have stopped what we are looking at first, second, and third wave, and let's hope nothing close to even a fourth wave here. But right now it's a little too late. I mean, the variant is in Canada, and they still talk about the percentage of how many people really do bring anything coming into them. They did the right thing with the India flights because that is stopping it, although they can still connect through the U.S. and then come through the land border. So I guess unless you're going to do the complete shutdown, which is not going to happen, it's not going to solve the problem.
Absolutely. Marty, always a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Take care.